I draw your attention tonight to the Acts of the Apostles and that portion of Scripture that we read, chapter 20, and our text is found in verse 31. Acts chapter 20, verse 31. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I ceased not to warn everyone, night and day, with tears. I want to speak to you tonight about Paul, the watchman. Paul, the watchman. Here Paul is reviewing his ministry at Ephesus. He had a 3-year ministry at Ephesus. He did not stay long in places. Ephesus was an exception. He spent 3 years there. And here he describes his pastorate when he was among them. And you will know that the key word in this verse is the verb warn. He says, I ceased not to warn everyone night and day. Now, the verb occurs a number of times in the New Testament. It is most frequently translated warn. Sometimes our English translators use the word admonish, warn or admonish, but it means to put in mind of danger. It means to put in mind of danger that can be averted, of coming trouble that can be avoided by right action. Warning. And so the Apostle Paul here is saying that he was a warner of souls. Now, the metaphor that comes to mind when we think of this verb, especially in reference to a preacher, the metaphor that comes to mind is the one of the watchman. Because it was the duty of the watchman to warn. In ancient times, there was always trouble. There were marauding bands, and there were invading armies and tribal problems. And in ancient times, cities were vulnerable to danger. And watchmen were employed upon the walls, and they warned of approaching danger. And of course, in that function, they had an instrument. And that instrument was a trumpet that when danger was about was to be blown loudly, giving no uncertain sound, so that all the people in the city were alerted, that they were warned, that they had notice, that they could make preparation for whatever the danger was that lay at their gates. So the trumpet that the watchman blew gave the loud and clear warning. Now, Jerusalem, the city that is below in Bible times, the physical Jerusalem in Israel, it had watchmen. Ephesus probably also had watchmen, even in the time of the safety of the Roman Empire. They watched for marauding bands and trouble. But there are also spiritual dangers. Dangers not only to our body, but dangers to our soul. Spiritual dangers that God would warn us against and about. Spiritual dangers that required God to raise up spiritual watchmen to warn the people all the time. The Old Testament prophets were watchmen of that kind. The Lord refers to this frequently in the Scriptures. He says to Jerusalem, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem. And he's not talking about physical watchmen. He's talking about his prophets. He's talking about those he raises up with the trumpet of the word. He says, I have set watchmen on your walls, Jerusalem, who don't keep silent, who blow the trumpet, who give you warning. He says, and they shall never hold their peace day or night. And that's what Paul's referring to. That's what he has in mind when he gives this verse, these words to the elders at Ephesus. The Lord says, I have set watchmen over you. Hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But of course, the people of Jerusalem, what did they say? We won't hearken. We will not hearken. And the people say that today, we won't hearken. We want something else. We want less of the trumpet blowing and more of this and that. But the trumpeter is the sound of warning. And that's what Paul is referring to here. Clearly, he sees himself in the same category. Now, the classic chapters, two are found in Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 3 especially, where the watchman is described in detail. Ezekiel was a watchman. The Lord said to him, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning. That's what the watchman is to do. Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 17. Give them warning from me. The watchman is to warn. But he in actual fact had two duties. He had to listen. He had to observe and listen. The physical watchman of the physical city. He had to listen. He had to watch. He had to observe for the dangers. And then he had to warn. If he heard things, if he saw things. And the Lord says to Ezekiel, I've made you a watchman, and you're to hear, you're to listen, but you're to listen to the words of my mouth. The spiritual watchman is to listen to God. The spiritual watchman is to observe what God says, the warnings that God gives, the prophecies of Holy Writ. And then, having observed and listened to God's word, he is to warn the people from God. And so those were the duties of the spiritual watchman. Listening to God, warning the people from God. And the Apostle Paul is referring to that. And in our text we see that Paul did not come short of his duty. Because he says here in verse 31, remember that by the space of 3 years, I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. So he didn't come short. Paul, the watchman, he gave warning. He was not an ear-tickling preacher. He was not an entertainer. God never commissioned him to amuse men. Watchmen don't joke and play on duty. It's serious and solemn business. Their commission is too serious for that. I never cease to warn you. All the time. Night and day. And so he carried out faithfully his duties as a watchman to Ephesus. But men and women, we must not just think it was Ephesus. We must not come to some conclusion whereby we say, oh, that was just Ephesus. They needed it. They were particular, they were special in some way, and he had to spend 3 years of warning there in Ephesus. That was just one church, but it didn't matter. It was the same in every city. It was the same in every church and every congregation. Whenever he wrote to the Corinthians, he said, I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. He warned the Corinthians as well and as much as he warned the Ephesians. When he wrote to the Colossians, he said concerning Christ, he says, "We preach him whom we preach," adding this warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom. So it was part of his preaching Christ in every church and in every place. It was part of his preaching Christ to warn men. Warning was a keynote of his ministry. So he didn't only see it as his duty in Ephesus, but in all places where he ministered. And he doesn't only see this as his duty, he saw this as the duty of every minister. Every minister. Whenever he wrote to the Thessalonians, he was exhorting the elders, and he said, "We beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you." So he's reminding the brethren of the preachers among them, the preachers of the word, those who labor in the word, those who do the admonishing in the proclamation of the word. He's saying that they are to be mindful of those who labor thus in their admonishing or warning them. So he expected every preacher to be a watchman and to warn. Now, there are two things about this business of a watchman that I want to highlight tonight about this matter of warning from our text. I want to particularly emphasize two things. I want to emphasize, first of all, the serious nature of this warning. And then secondly, I want to show briefly the substance of it. What does he warn about? The serious nature of this business of a watchman warning. You can see how serious Paul is in this business. It's not a trivial matter to him. I mean, the text is just oozing out of the text. You can see this isn't a trivial thing to him. This is a matter of life and death. That's how important it is. It's so vital and central in his ministry. It's a matter of being free of a man's blood. That's the way he looks upon it. He's already stated something like that in verse 26. "Wherefore I take you to record this day, I am pure from the blood of all men." He says, "I'm free of your blood. And this is why I'm free of your blood. Because for 3 years, I've warned you. I haven't ceased to warn you." So he's talking about the serious nature of the warning. It's blood. It's life and death. People can be lost and go to hell and perish. He's not there to entertain. He's not there to amuse. He's there to disturb, to warn, to awaken. He took this matter serious. He took Ezekiel 3 serious. In fact, Ezekiel 3 seems to be in his mind. There are other allusions to Ezekiel 3 in this passage. It's certainly in his mind. It's as if he's freshly read it before he comes to speak to these elders. The Lord said to Ezekiel, "When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, and speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked ways to save his life, the same wicked man shall perish in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at your hand." Paul has that in his mind. He takes it serious. And so the watchman is dealing with life and death. He's dealing with the souls of men. He was faithful to the blood of sinners and saints. He also refers to Christ's blood. And as preachers and as elders, we have to be faithful to the blood of men in warning them. But we also have to be faithful to the blood of Christ in the same duty.
And so it's very serious. In our text, you can see it just Tuesday night, as I said, he wasn't trivial in his ministry, and he didn't trivialize either. Gospel preaching was serious business to him. Preaching Christ is delightful work, brethren and sisters. It is. There's no greater thrill than to preach Christ. But it is also very solemn work. And preaching Christ cannot exclude whom we preach. Warning. Every man. And so you'll just look at who he warned. Everyone, he says. What does the text say, verse 31? To warn everyone. He warned everyone. Why did he warn everyone? Because everyone needed warning. Everyone. There wasn't an exception. Call men what you will. Divide them into all the kind of classes as you please. And the two basic classes are the righteous and the wicked. That's really the only two classes the Bible knows, the righteous and the wicked. And God says to Ezekiel, warn the wicked. But he also says, warn the righteous. Whatever class, are the saved, are the saints, are the professing Christians, are the sinners on the broad road that lead to destruction, it doesn't matter. He warned everyone. The watchman's to warn the wicked, and the watchman's to warn the righteous. Everyone, no one's to be left out. Boys and girls, men and women, young and old, elders or church members or non-members, it doesn't matter, minister or not, everyone has to be warned. Everyone. I warned everyone. Satan, sinner, the righteous and the wicked. Warning the wicked to turn, and warning the righteous not to forsake righteousness and not to leave the Lord. All were warned. To the Colossians, he says, warning every man. Didn't matter if you professed or not. Didn't matter if you were saved for 25 years. Didn't matter what position you held in the church. Warning every man. Every man. Everyone. I cease not. Everyone. Nobody was left out. So here we see that he warns every man. It's part and parcel of preaching Christ, whom we preach, warning every man. And so Paul did that, everyone. So it was serious. He left no one out. And men and women all here need to be warned. Every one of you need to be warned. You sinner need to be warned on your way to hell, lost and perishing. And you child of God, you need to be warned as well, that you don't forsake him, that you don't apostatize, that you don't turn away from the things of God. We need to be warned. The warnings of God's word keep us, and so we need to be warned. The seriousness of it is not only seen in who Paul warns everyone, but it's also seen in how long and how often he warned them. What does he say? Night and day. Night and day. That's how serious it was. Well, he just didn't get up and, you know, just, I'll do it for 10 minutes. I'll do me all week. No. Night and day. That's always in his mind. Souls of men. Night and day. That's how serious. That's how great the danger was. Night and day. That's what the watchmen had to do on the walls of Jerusalem. There was the cease not night and day. And that's what Paul has in mind when he says it didn't cease night and day. Night and day. He didn't say everybody's okay. We'll all wake up and go to heaven. It'll all work out in the end. Everybody will be saved. Everybody will be all right. There's nothing to worry about. There are some preachers who say everybody will be saved and everyone's going to heaven. Nothing to worry about. And there are preachers that aren't one bit worried either. But Paul was worried. Night and day. Everyone's not okay. Sinners can perish. Sinners are perishing. So he engaged in night preaching. He engaged in day preaching. He says earlier on here, he says publicly. Publicly, that was maybe the evening services. And everybody had finished their labor. And they could go to the house meeting or whatever it was where they met. They met in the houses of the wealthy, and there were probably several in the city. He says, every night we met, a warned, but also during the day, from house to house, not only the congregational house to house, but privately as well, house to house. During the day, as he visited the people, warning, keep walking with God, keep faithful to the Lord Jesus, keep watchful, night and day, publicly and privately, always the same tone of his ministry. He uses another verb, negativized, in our text. He says, I cease not, the verb to pause, and he says, I didn't pause. I didn't cease. I never give up. I was always warning in my ministry. It was an aspect of my ministry. I never felt I can lay that aside now. I can pause there. I can forget about the warning now. Everybody's okay. It's all fine. No, he never felt that. I never paused. I never stopped. I never ceased. I never stopped telling men, you can be lost. You can perish in your sin. You can die and come before the judgment day unprepared. I never ceased. I never felt the danger was past. Unceasing warning. Men and women, you might like other kinds of ministry, but this is a faithful ministry of Paul, trying to disturb sinners, endeavoring to awaken and alarm men. It's a very important aspect of preaching the gospel. But not only unceasing, look how long it continued. 3 years. For as long as he was among them, 3 years. It was only a short pastorate. 3 years is not a long pastorate. But it was saturated with warning. For 3 years it didn't pause, he said. Had it been 10, it still would have been the same. It wouldn't have made any difference. He never felt, I can change the sound now. I can trumpet another note now. He never felt that. It always had a warning note, his ministry. But there was something else that showed the serious nature of this apostolic ministry. It was with tears. He says, the space of 3 years, I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Perhaps public tears in his preaching and in his public praying, but certainly in private, tears. You know, Paul, we look upon as tough and a hard man, but he was very soft for souls. And he had tears. Why did he have tears? Unless the danger was real, unless he had a real fear, unless this was a matter of life and blood, tears. He wasn't trivial. He didn't trivialize. He had a serious ministry with tears. He never says with smiles, with laughter. I'm sure he did smile. He was a happy, joyful man. But in his public function as a watchman and an ambassador of Jesus Christ, it was always serious. With tears. Night and day. 3 years. With tears. Paul the watchman. He clearly perceived the dangers. He saw men as they were in trouble. He often refers to his tears. He does earlier on in this very same chapter, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears, he says. Now, I haven't time to analyze the apostles' tears and all their drops, but they are certainly evidence of sorrow and fear for the flock that he was among for 3 years. Proof that he was scared, proof that his warnings were sincere and genuine. And not only so, but he can call upon them to bear witness to all of this, because he says to them, he's referring to a distant and a past ministry, and he calls the elders and he says, do you remember? You know, I'm not just making this up, you know, you remember. 3 years, I didn't cease, night and day, I warned men with tears, remember? And he's able to call them to that remembrance. And they knew he was a serious man. And they're going to weep over his neck in a few moments themselves, because they're not going to have that warning ministry anymore. They knew they needed it, and they wanted it, and they missed it. And so he says, remember, you know it's true. And there's one more thing that goes to show the serious nature of these warnings. He does it again now, as he gathers them together. He even warns them now, watch! Watch! He's doing it even now. This brief meeting with them, before he parts from them forever, this brief meeting, and it's the same note. Watch! Take warning! There is danger! So it's real. The serious nature of the warning. And so everyone here in the meeting tonight, from the preacher down, from the front of the church right to the very back, every one of us need warning. You need warning. The warnings of God's word are so needful. They keep us right. A ministry that disturbs us as well as comforts us is so essential. We all need an awakening ministry. Pray for it. As a church, pray to God that you'll never be without it. It's what you need. It's what your children need. Not to be toyed with, not to be joked with, not to be amused and entertained. The need to be awakened. The second thing is the substance of the warning. We have seen its serious nature, not trivial warning, that the danger is real. But what are the specifics of the warning? What are the actual words of warning? What was it that Paul warned about? What was it that he dreaded and feared? What is the substance of this alarm that is upon him? If Paul says, watch, and he does, for it's in our text, what are men to watch about? And what are men to watch for? The substance of it. Now, this word watch is a word that he gets from his Lord, the Lord Jesus. It was a favorite word of our Savior. Savior was always using it in his parables and in his exhortations and some of his last discourses. The Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, he says, For you know not when the master of the house cometh at even or at midnight, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto everyone, watch, watch. Jesus Christ said to every man, watch, watch. And Paul just follows in the steps of his master. Watch. I said it to everyone for 3 years. Watch. You remember how the Lord said, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. You want to escape? Do you want to stand before the Son of Man? Then watch. Be warned. Be warned. Sinners, you need to watch. You need to watch that you don't die crisis. You need to watch that you don't die in your sin. You need to watch that you don't die unforgiven. You need to watch that you don't die without a righteousness, without the washing of Christ's blood. You need to watch that you don't perish. You need to awaken and to watch and to pray and to cry unto the Savior. You need to watch that you don't die in your sin. Watch that you get a new heart. Watch that you be born again. Watch that you don't go to hell. Watch that you don't be deceived. Watch that you don't be taken in by false preachers. By the wolves and sheep. In fact, that's the context of this. He says, wolves will enter in. The false preachers will come. Even among your own selves, there'll be men arising and they'll say false and perverse things that are contrary to the nature of the gospel. So watch. Watch, sinner, that you're not taken in by false preachers. Watch that you're not taken in by a false gospel. Watch that you have a true change of grace in your heart by the Holy Spirit. Watch. Be warned. And then the people of God have to be told that as well. Watch. You have a wicked heart still. You have a devil that goes about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. You still have to watch, child of God. You have to watch your heart that you don't grow cold. You have to watch that you don't depart from the Lord. You have to watch that you don't leave the paths of righteousness. You have to watch that you walk with the Lord. You have to be warned. We all have to be warned. We can all depart. We can all backslide. We can all forsake righteousness. We are all capable of going astray. We have to be warned. Paul not only feared for sinners, he feared for saints. He wrote to the Corinthians, he said, I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through the subtlety, your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Jesus Christ. I fear lest the devil gets a hold of you, lest he gets into your mind and the corruption from the purity of the gospel, I fear. Watch. Watch. There's only one safe place, men and women, to be. One place where we must go and from where we must never depart. One refuge. One tower of defense for us. One place where we are secure. One place where we must hide. One place that we must never leave or forsake. And that place is a person. And that person is Jesus Christ. And that person is our Lord and our Savior. Watch. Watch that you're in him. Watch that you embrace him. Watch that you have him. Watch that you believe in him. And watch that you do not depart from him. What I say unto you, I say unto everyone, watch. The watchman, Paul. Let us pray.